Blog Talk Radio.
Shown his love toward man and mankind forever and ever. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly are happy to have each and every one of you all. I appreciate the job that Pastor did on yesterday. Her and Evangelist Sharon kind of just moved by what I heard. I thank God for it. Went back and listened to that tape, and I tell you, boy, God is just awesome. God is just, I don't even have words to describe how awesome the God that we serve is. We're in a word of prayer. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and then we'll go from there.
Praise the Lord, and good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor Paul, always encouraging us and thanking us for doing the work that God has set for us. And also, I like to apologize on yesterday, but Evangelist Sharon, honey, she did her thing there. Praise God. I was on mute because it was a lot of background noise, and it was I didn't hear her as she had she would call my name. But we thank God that it just was beautiful. I went back and listened to it, and I just thank God for His word. Thank God how He's using us all on this thankful Thursday. Amen. So the scripture I'd like to share, and I love that song, Pastor. The scripture I want to share is St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You in the name of our Lord and Savior, thanking You for this day. Father God, we just thank You for Your word. We're thanking You for the Holy Spirit in our life. Lord, we're thanking You for opening up our hearts and our minds to the word, to receive the word, the true word of God. And Lord, we ask that You would just continue, Lord, to help us to be Your children that You're calling for in these days. Lord, continue to be with those that are sick and shut in, those who are in the hospitals with the virus. We know You are healer. Be with those who are grieved. We know that You're a way maker out of no way, and You will comfort them during their time of sorrow. We're praying for all those who ask us to keep them in prayer. You know what they're going through, Father God. You said You will supply all of our needs, and we just have to trust in You. Praying for America, praying for our president and all those that are with him and working together to make things better. Father God, we just give You praise for all things. Lord, continue to bless all the listeners, those who participate, those who listen by internet. Just be with each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. We can't do nothing without You, Father God. But we know we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Bless our pastor. Continue to guide and direct him and use him mightily as You always do, Father God. That this word may continue to go forth and not stop here, but reach others as well. But we give You praise, and we thank You for all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank You so much, Pastor. Beautiful.
Yep.
Thank God for all things. We're talking about this week understanding what it is to be led by the Holy Ghost. See, that's why we must try the Spirit by the Spirit. Make sure it's one of the spirits of God. Make sure that what you're dealing with is of God. The writer says that not every spirit is of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's why this is so important, brothers. I mean, I don't you know, I want everybody to have a clear understanding that because someone have a robe on, don't mean they, and they say they're being led by the Spirit of God, it doesn't mean that they're being led by the Spirit of God. I mean, you know, that's why it's important that that we're not to believe every spirit. See, all this other stuff jumped out at me, but then last night or early this morning, I was reading that thing again, and the Lord said, no, I want you to believe every spirit. You're not obligated to believe every spirit. Matter of fact, he said, real plain, don't believe everything you hear.
All right, all right.
Come on, people.
Yeah.
We've been programmed to believe based on what the optical nerve tells us. We've been programmed to believe this stuff. Because certain individuals would say it, then that give them clout in our life for us to believe it, or we got to believe it because they said it. You don't have to believe that stuff, man. I want to share this with you guys because, you know, on the other day, I was listening to this praise program, and man, I this guy, and I'm my cousin, his name Willie Moe. And he's telling everybody, all you got to do is confess Romans 10:9-10, you know, which says, if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God is raised from the dead, you shall be saved. He said, if you'll say this simple prayer, now he called it a simple prayer. That I didn't like either. It's not simple.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know who he's trying to repeat with that, but he said, if you'll say this simple prayer, you're saved. Go find your church, a Bible-teaching church, a Bible-believing church, and I'm going like, wow, this man have just really poisoned a whole generation. He actually got people thinking, if you say that, you save automatically. Well, you need to go back and read that scripture again. What happened to believing in your heart?
Yeah.
What happened to that stuff? See, it's not simple.
Mm-hmm.
If you just say the simple prayer, you know, I pray everybody on this broadcast, get to truth, man. Don't let people just bombard you with garbage. Waste some of that stuff. Do what the Bible says over there in 1 John 4:1. Don't believe every spirit. Don't believe them. Don't believe everything you hear because somebody says it, because they are a pastor of this big, humongous church, and they got about 20,000 members. You don't have to believe that, man. Who told you that?
Mm-hmm.
It's your responsibility to know the Spirit of God.
That's right.
It's our responsibility to know what God. So that's what we're talking about, knowing the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, we have to understand God expressed his relationship with us through the Holy Ghost. Now, with that being said, guess what the Holy Ghost did? It expressed its relationship with the Father. Guess what the Father did? It expressed its relationship with the Son. Guess what the Son did? The Son expressed its relationship with the Holy Ghost and the Father. So, with that being said, he called it the Spirit of Truth. And I gave you all, and I know it's Thankful Thursday, and that's what I'm trying to get to. I'm just thankful that God opened blind eyes.
Yeah.
And I want you to know if there's a scripture that you have been wrestling with, tangling with. When God gives you the revelation to that, be thankful, man. I'm so thankful for 1 John. I'm so thankful for Philippians. I'm thankful for all of them. No, I'm thankful, really thankful when I get that revelation from it. That's when I get excited, man. Wow, I've been taught this stuff all these years, and now that I'm listening to the Holy Ghost, it's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, see, There's a lot of lying preachers out here. You may not want to believe that, but the Bible says there's a lot of lying preachers out here in the world.
Yeah, that's what it says.
And it's up to you to test and see if it's genuine or not. It's up to you to recognize God's spirit. Every person who declared that Jesus has come in the flesh and you believe that and you testify of that and you live that he actually came in a human form and that was God wrapped himself up in the flesh, you're part of Christ. But if you want to question this stuff, you're part of the Antichrist. Anybody that want to teach you to be in anything other than Christ. See, so I'm happy for that. I'm thankful for that. Now, anybody else? I just had to tell y'all what I was thankful for. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for revelation knowledge on the Word of God. I'm thankful for the scripture that the Lord has taught me. I'm truly thankful for it. So, we open up the broadcast for anybody that want to be thankful for. See, I said all that to let you know how I really appreciate God's revelation knowledge of his word. So maybe there's someone else. Just press 1 and we'll acknowledge you. Hallelujah.
No.
Yeah, you want to go ahead, Pastor, while the others make up their mind that they want to testify? Because we ain't going to make nobody do anything here. Believe that. You do it, and it's okay. And you may be busy. That's okay. You may be working. And we understand. See, I try to understand all things. Because I do have the spirit of grace. I do have the spirit of truth. These are spirits that lives in me. I have the spirit of wisdom. And I can show you all these spirits. That's why you got to know what spirit you're trying. That's why you got to make sure you got the right wisdom, godly wisdom. But go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm thankful for God's word as well. Amen. The scripture I want to read is Galatians 5, verses 22 through 26. It says, from the King James, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. Amen. So I like that where it says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And we have to ask the Lord to guide us into that. And I'm just so thankful for his word and teaching us on the Holy Ghost. Because a lot of times, they don't talk about the Holy Ghost. They don't teach about the Holy Ghost. So we just thanking God that we're being taught. And our hearts are listening, and I do say our hearts, because that's where the word has to be, in our hearts, and that we're listening to his word, and we can go right to the scripture. It's nothing that Pastor is saying off the top of his head. It's scripture, and I thank God for the word of God so that I can go back and listen to it, and I can go back and read it and meditate on it. And it's very powerful. God's word is so powerful. So I'm very thankful for the word of God and this lesson on the Holy Ghost. Because I just feel like we don't get enough teaching of the Holy Ghost. And so I'm so I'm so grateful. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you to bring the word to us. So I'm just thankful, thankful for my health and my strength, thankful for God keeping this broadcast and all the listeners that tune in, you know, those that call in, those that listen by internet. We're just so thankful because this word is, and you don't have to just listen to it today. You can listen to it over and over and over every day. And God is good. I just thank God for all he's doing. Even with our family, I see God's hand moving in the family and how he's touching lives in the family. So, you know, when we get this word, and I'm going to hush up in a minute here, but when we receive the word, then we can share the word with our family members, and our family members eventually will also receive that word of God and knowing, you know, about the Holy Ghost. And so, you know, this is just great teaching, not just for us, but just for everyone that comes in contact with us. So to God be the glory. Amen. I'm thankful.
Now, you don't have to quit, guys. That's what this is about. Thursday, we set aside and we call it Thankful Thursday. And we know everyone thankful, but we just want you to be thankful of some scriptures that you've been meditating on. See, when a person tell me they thankful of the scripture, here's what that says to me. That says to me, you're thankful to God for real, for real. It's like,
yes,
right. God and his word is the same. And like, you appreciate God's word because you appreciate God. See, people that can't appreciate scriptures or the word of God, and don't want to testify of the word of God, they don't appreciate God.
Mm.
That's what it's all about, appreciating God's word. And he's given it to us. And even the revelation in that word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, maybe that's why I'm just so fun when I read and I hear over there in John 16 where actually he's called the Spirit of Truth.
Mm.
Wow. That's mind-blowing. See, everybody don't want the Spirit of Truth. Brothers and sisters, everybody, now, I'm telling you, they do not want it. Matter of fact, that's what the Bible says. The Bible mm-hmm. says they don't want it. They can't receive it.
Yeah.
And over in 1 Corinthians 2, they say it's foolishness to them. So, because I'm like, well, why can't you accept the Spirit of Truth? Like I was talking about a moment ago. But anyway, let's see if anybody else, anyone else want to, anyone else? Like to be thankful. Because I'm like, Pastor, I just get caught up and I get carried away, you know. It's just, when that word starts penetrating, and I know everybody don't verbally speak the word out of their hearts and out of their mouth. Everybody can't. Because I've known people say, well, yeah, I got it right in here. And that's good. But brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, that ain't good enough. Mm-hmm. How can you say that? Because that's what the Bible says. See, this is nothing I say. Well, I just keep it in my heart. No, you got to do more than that. You have to. Well, I don't feel like... See, there's a problem right there. You don't want the truth. The truth will tell you... Well, let me take y'all a couple of places. And then I'll show you what I'm talking about. Over here in St. John 16:13. We're going to go there first. And then I'm going to take you to Romans 10, because I want you to see something. I got to make my point. But in St. John 16 and 13 through 16, Evangelist Sharon, she's unable to read, but she's listening in. So let me say, 13 says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of Truth, is come. See, now, when you read that, don't think that he's talking about when it comes to the world. No, he's talking to you individually.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah.
The Spirit of Truth comes to you, and to you, it came to mean maybe say, just for instance, say it came to me in the year 2018, for instance. And then I started getting that revelation out. Then it came to pass in 2019, or say 2017, it doesn't matter. See, it came to us individually. So when you're reading this, understand that how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you. Did you catch that? He's going to guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father have of mine. Therefore, say I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father.
Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible. But when the Friend comes, the Spirit of truth, he will take you by the hand and guide you into all the truth there is. He won't draw attention to himself, but will make sense out of what is about to happen, and indeed out of all that I have done and said. He will honor me. He will take from me and deliver it to you. Everything the Father has is also mine. That is why I've said, he takes from me and delivers to you. In a day or so, you're not going to see me, but then, in another day or so, you will see me. Amen.
Yeah. See, when the Spirit, now let me show you a little revelation here, because I want you to get this. When the writer writes, not only does he write for that moment, but he writes for the future. Not only does he write for that group of people, but God had us in mind. So he articulates words in the Word of God, brothers and sisters, so that it encompasses everyone, not necessarily at the same time, but it encompasses everyone. Not only does it speak outside of the box, it speaks directly in the box.
Now,
let me tell you what I said, because I really want to go somewhere else, but I need to tell you this. Listen, brothers and sisters, the Bible is the only book, believe me, on God's green earth that can speak individually and collectively, past, present, and future, all at the same time.
Amen. Amen.
I challenge anybody on that one, huh? See, God will turn around and speak. He speak to his disciples. Then he turn around and speak to us. He can speak to the whole world in his word. So a lot of times, it'll reference to what the scripture said. And then they'd be unquoted something from the Old Testament that the New Testament is experiencing, and yet the future is to understand it. So he says, how be it when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. See, that becomes personal right there. He's talking to you. He'll guide you. And he shall not speak of himself. See, that's personal. So when the Spirit of truth comes, just like when it came to them, they came to them individually. But whosoever not everybody, but whosoever, not everybody, but yet everybody. See, I want you to see this. But whosoever he shall hear, or whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. See, it ain't for everybody, because everybody can't receive it. Everybody can't receive the Spirit of truth. So, whatsoever the Holy Ghost hear, that's where he's got. Well, guess what he's going to do? He's going to talk about what the Father said. He's going to talk about what the Son said. So,
yeah.
Let me do one little quick thing. In Romans 10, I want y'all to see this. I know I won't have time to get into it today. Maybe I'll just get into it tomorrow. He says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. See, that was my point. You have to confess with your mouth. To confess, you got to speak aloud. You can't just keep it to yourself.
Amen.
Oh, I'm good,
amen.
I ain't got to tell everybody. No, the Bible says you got to confess. And then the preacher had a nerve to say, just say this little simple prayer. Ain't nothing simple about the Word of God. That's deep, man.
Yeah.
That's deep. And then you're going to be on the radio and say, oh, this is a simple prayer. It ain't simple. Trust me. It's bigger than simple. But anyway, I'm thankful for everyone who joined us today.